Professor Lurch, could you please give us a brief history of how this project started?
We were invited, myself and Professor Anatoly Rosenfeld, who's the director of the Center for Medical Radiation Physics, over to the main facility that was running the research program at the time. That was at the European Synchrotron Radiation Facility in Grenoble in France. And we're invited over there to participate in the whole international development of this new technique, as we were internationally recognised for developing real-time sensors for dosimetry, radiation dosimetry.
My name's Enbang Li. I'm the lecturer in the School of Physics, University of Wollongong.
Dr. Li, could you please give us a brief explanation of the fiber optic sensor you and your team have created?
The fiber sensor we developed actually is a kind of fiber optic dosimeter, so which measures the dose in the radiation therapy.
This sensor plays a vital part of dosing the correct amount of radiation to the tumour. And when the operation is taking place in such an extremely sensitive area, such as the brain, the measurement has to be correct down to the most minute detail.
With this particular sensor we have developed and applied, is for new cancer therapy, which is called microbeam radiation therapy.
Associate Professor Michael Lurch. Could you please explain to our audience how MRT is different to normal radiation treatment?
Microbeam radiation therapy is a form of radiation therapy. There's no doubt about that. It's quite distinct from normal radiotherapy, which uses high-energy X-ray beams. This is using a special beam from a synchrotron source, which is only available at a few facilities around the world. And what we're doing is we're taking advantage of the effect of radiation therapy, the positive effect, in that cancers tend to be a bit more sensitive to radiation than normal tissue. And so that's an intrinsic property of cancers. And so we're utilising that in microbeam radiation therapy. But we're also reducing the energy of the X-rays to much lower than what's normally used. And this is quite challenging because these X-rays tend to get absorbed very quickly within the tissue. And we want to try and treat tumours which are very deep-seated, so deep within the human body, in this case the brain tumour. We facilitate this through like a conduit, if you like, just like the conduits that we have in our house. So we use these microbeams, these X-ray microbeams, which are very small. They're about half the width of a human hair. And we have lots of these microbeams, which penetrate very deeply within the body and selectively takes advantage of the normal tissue compared to the cancer tissue again. So it facilitates the radiation dose delivery very deep within the human body.
Brain tumours, or glioblastoma, have proven to be particularly resistant to radiation treatment, highlighting the need for new cancer treatments such as MRT. When can we expect this treatment to actually come to market to be actually used in hospitals?
So at the moment, they're just conducting the first clinical trials using synchrotron X-ray beams over in the facility in Grenoble in France. And we now have a synchrotron in Australia as well, in Melbourne, so that's the Australian synchrotron, and so we're regularly carrying out experiments there. And if we can get the quality assurance program, which we have up and running with the detectors platforms that we use, then we're expecting to go to clinical trials at the earliest possible time, but obviously it's early days. There's been a lot of work done with in vitro experiments and in vivo experiments as well, but it's a very large process, and so we'd be looking at something of the order of about 5 years before you'd be doing human trials.
And are there any more uses for this technology besides treating brain tumours?
So there is, at the moment, programs which are underway around the world to investigate whether there are other uses of this technology. And the microbeams have been utilised in some trials at the moment. And so the opportunities there are definitely very wide, yes.